This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are, so welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, state of the future, 51st state, here we come. A lot of things going on, of course. So we're talking about the Election Integrity Project working in California. I just want to do a little bit of tail end on that one. That the reason why they moved, in my opinion, why they moved the moved the primary in California to March 3rd this year from normally, typically June, is because they've got to cover themselves. They're being found out right now. This whole election scam and scheme in California, it's all being found out. It's being laid waste by the Election Integrity Project, Linda Payne and others. They've been successful in court to start breaking up the cabal, I guess you would say, you know, the ballot harvesting. That is all starting to break down. So if you look at the projections, this is a serious threat to, you know, the election going forward for Democrats in California. And remember, they're also moving up the congressional, you know, primaries to March as well. So that's the key thing. There's only seven Republicans out of 53 members of the House of Representatives. California has the largest number of representatives in the nation at 53, and there's only seven Republicans. Gavin Newsom has pledged to wipe all Republicans out of the congressional delegation. Anyway, with that interesting little bit of information, I just thought I'd share that with you. You know what I mean? Anyway, so with us right now is Elena Cook, and Elena has been with us several times in the past, and this is a long time ago, but we're really happy to have her with us right now. She's been a Capitol Hill reporter for WorldNet Daily, a business editor for a Southwestern Texas newspaper, and an editor for an Arkansas newspaper, which is quite a story in and of itself, which we're not going to discuss today. She has broken national stories and guested on several radio shows. She also has over 10 years' experience working. Now, this is very salient. In the defense contracting arena, including advanced and emerging technology, and listen to this, cybersecurity. So with us right now is Elena Cook. And Elena, welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio.
I'm so happy to be on. Thank you very much. It's
well,
an honor.
We are really happy to have you with us because you are an expert in so many different things, but cybersecurity and cyberspace is one of them. But I wanted to have you on because, you know, I have the question up on my story guidance here. I post up some teasers for the audience on my website, agenda21radio.news or A21R.com. I'll get it out. And the teaser is why Mueller failed. And you probably have some answers to that. I know. Well, actually, I think you absolutely have some answers to that. But open speculation. This whole investigation by Mueller, there's actually an article that came out today, and I haven't read the whole thing, but people are speculating that this whole thing against Donald Trump was planned well before the election as well. Would you buy into that?
Yeah, I buy into it because when I was working in Arkansas, the people from the Clinton camp actually came and spoke to me. And that was probably about 2017 or so. So, you know, they had their feelers out. And, of course, they were probably assessing their competition. But, and you know, yes, I think it was planned. Hello?
Oh, can you hear me now? There you go.
Okay. Oh,
okay. I get the players around me or people around me saying, "Oh, they don't plan things out that far." So what are you kidding?
Oh yes, they do.
of course they do. You know these things. I think this operation for him was planned actually well before 2010. If we start to think about it, look at it. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think it could have been. I mean, when you say this operation, do you mean as far as trying to take him down? Or
prevent, I think, would be the first thing that they're probably...
Prevent him from running. Yeah, right. Absolutely. I mean, anyone that's on the radar, they're gonna start looking at. But as far as when things got heated, you know, right when he, I'd say, you know, early, you know, about 2016, and I'm thinking about, what was it, probably October 2016. I'd have to look back and see for sure. But, you know, it's a bogus investigation. What is it based on? The dossier itself, that's all it is. And we can't even, you know, if you watch the Senate intelligence hearings last week with Mueller, you know, it was just a back and forth. The Democrats couldn't even really nail down, you know, any facts at all. You know, and what came out of it, well, Mueller exonerated Trump. Well, he doesn't have the authority to exonerate anyone. And exonerate's also not a legal term. So, you know, it's an investigation, in my opinion, based on speculation and conjecture. It's a bogus investigation.
Yeah, it was something that there was no facts behind it from the beginning, and they couldn't manufacture any evidence along the road. That's the other part of it too, which we'll talk about in a minute. But you know your work with WorldNet Daily and so on, in the cast of characters that you used to handle, and I used to handle some of them also here on my radio show. These individuals that I'm talking about are people that were involved with WorldNet Daily and the whole genre of reporting there. As they look back, or as you look back at their reporting right now that they've been given, have they been fair to the president, you think?
I haven't really, to be honest with you, kept up with much of WND's reporting on the president in the past, you know, gosh, year or so. So I haven't, you know, I haven't been a regular reader, but when I did check it out, I haven't seen, you know, the level of reporting or the amount of reporting that I would like to see, mm-hmm. you know, as a reader.
Well, I know so. That, you know, I hear these things about Breitbart and all this other stuff, and I hear stuff about WND, and I used to, you know, really a lot of your stuff that was being done at the time, and also Jerome Corsi and several others that were there were very, very much in, you know, involved in what we were reporting on. I remember Jerome Corsi reporting, and this goes back to Donald Trump. Remember in 2012, and this sort of folds in with this, in 2012 when Jerome Corsi was investigating, you know, the birth certificate business for Joe Arpaio. And he was on my show, I think, every week for months, Jerome Corsi was. And it was fascinating because, you know, this guy was deeply involved in research that was turning up information that was he was hitting on all cylinders. And, you know, sitting there going, wow. And, of course, nobody was reporting it other than WND and a few other. But we were, of course, and people were calling us all kooks and crazies and stuff. But it was Donald Trump. And this is my point. In 2012, and I know how the time flies. This is 2019. But I'm sure you remember Donald Trump bringing that to the public floor about his birth certificate, long form and all that stuff. But, you know, Elena, that was 2012 he did that.
Yeah, and that I do remember that, and Trump didn't mince words, and you know, I'm not sure if he was on Twitter back then, but I do remember, you know, him mentioning it, and of course he was all over that.
Yeah,
I think he did a really good job of covering it.
Well, Elena, we got a break coming up. We'll come back. We're going to talk a little bit more, a lot more, about getting into the Mueller activities, you know, trying to establish the timeline for Trump and being investigated and so on. And we'll clarify that in a second. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. We have with us right now Elena Cook, and I'm really happy to have Elena with us here on Agenda 21 Radio, a specialist in cybersecurity and other things. She's also a former writer with WorldNet Daily, and she has been on numerous radio shows over the years, and she's been on a show before, but a long, long, long time ago, and we were just sort of reminiscing about 2012 when Jerome Corsi with WorldNet Daily at the time was writing about the birth certificate issue, and of course Donald Trump says, what is it about this birth certificate? This is, him being called names about being a birther and crazy, blah, blah, blah. And of course now everybody's looking around at Obama like, maybe we should go back to that birth certificate information. But Elena's here to talk to us about some of the things that were actually being said and done during the Mueller investigation, which I think is really, really salient because she has some very strong opinions about that. What is it with the Mueller investigation that sticks out most with you, Elena?
It's a non-investigation. I mean, it's based on conjecture. I mean, it's a waste of time. And, I mean, you know, it's basically accusations were made. A dossier was created. I mean, I can go, hey, Paul, you know, I don't like you, so I'm going to investigate you and compile a bunch of things into your report. But that doesn't give grounds for an investigation. I mean, it's 3 years, in my opinion, of wasted time and money. And nothing is, you know, look, when you look back last week at the Senate intelligence hearings with Mueller, what was really funny or what was really interesting to me was that, you know, he all of a sudden kept getting an amnesia. I don't know. I'll have to go see. You know, he would stumble over his words when he was questioned. But there is one thing, a couple of things, first of all, that I would like to point out regarding those hearings. At one point, let's see, Stalwell questions Mueller, and he said this, and your investigation was hampered by Trump campaign officials' use of encryption communications. Is that right? And Mueller replies, we believe that to be the case. Now, I don't know for sure, but I'm guessing that they might be talking about a technology, and it's called Defense Enabling and Assisting Framework, and it's a cell phone cloaking technology, and it protects, cell phones. Well, so it also protected during Trump's campaign. It protected his inner circle cell phone from being hacked, and it protected, you know, people on the campaign, and it possibly could have protected his cell phone as well. So there couldn't be any. I apologize for that. I'm outside. There couldn't be any eavesdropping on what was going on, you know, by the Democrats and by people who would like to see Trump go down, because this technology is so advanced and works so well. Like how it works, like if it detects someone is trying to listen in, it automatically drops the call. So that's one way that it handles it. So, you know, we have what I call an investigation based on conjecture. And the best thing that, you know, Trump's best, his Trump's Trump card, his best line of defense not was in the, you know, during the time of the election was an advanced cell phone cloaking technology that's saved a lot of people.
Well, they still don't know. They don't know how it all works, and I don't know how it all. I don't know how basic encrypting stuff works. I understand encryptions, but you know, I don't understand how the applications and all that work. But what I have known, of course, I've had the system myself since 2014. What I have sensed is the same thing you're talking about, where the phones are disconnected, or there's the beep, the clicking sounds, and all this other stuff. You know something's happening, or you know that sort of thing. Especially with people on the other end who don't have it. But the bigger issue is that this has had a very stymieing effect upon their investigation. Now, if this was a legal, lawful investigation, that would be something that's another issue. This is totally a bogus, contrived investigation for political purposes. They created a crisis. Now, I want to go back to another person that was here. This came from NBC News. This is the NBC News, kind of the post write-up of what happened in the hearing, because you had House Intel Chairman Adam Schiff. This is what it said. This is the lead-in on this article. It says, did Trump allies destroy documents and use encrypted apps? House Intel Chairman Adam Schiff, Democrat from California, made this allegation in his opening statement, and it's accurate, according to the special counsel's office. Quote, constrained by uncooperative witnesses, the destruction of documents, and the use of encrypted communications, your team was not able to establish each of the elements of the crime of conspiracy beyond a reasonable doubt, so not a provable crime in any event.
Exactly. But here's the question that when I was listening to the hearing, they say destruction of documents, but they really don't, from what I recall, say, you know, what that is, except for they did say emails were deleted. Well, if you're talking about in the case of, you know, questioning Jerome Corsi, any journalist, you know, has, I mean, you're supposed to delete your emails. You're supposed to get rid of your notes when you're done with the story. That's, you know, that's not nefarious. It's good journalistic practices. So I'm not. I mean, it's the way that headline reads, it makes it look like, you know, there is, you know, destruction of, you know, potential evidence or what have you. Well, and there's nothing illegal about using an encryption technology to protect your cell phone communications. And there's nothing illegal with with deleting your own emails in your computer if you don't have a subpoena. So,
right, and you
I
know,
don't see
the thing
it's,
that,
it's a non-issue. Like they're making it sound like they're again like a crime was potentially committed.
Yeah, and that didn't exist. You know, the other part of it is they were claiming to be able to tap in and get recorded information from some of these witnesses, and we don't know for sure. But it seemed like a game may have been played on Michael Cohen. Michael Cohen, whose offices he was the president's personal attorney. Michael Cohen's offices were raided, and a story popped up. Now, Michael Cohen, I know, had the DEF system. Michael Cohen popped up, and, well, actually, they raided his office, and then they came up with this story that appeared that they had all these recorded messages from his phone. And I said to myself, and I said it on the radio, I said, no, they don't. They don't have any of that. There's no there. So 3 days later, they come back and say, oh, no, we really don't have the messages, but we do know that phone calls were made. And, of course, they had no provable evidence of even that. But the thing is that I think they shook down Michael Cohen at the time because it was at the same time he kind of, you know, pled guilty and all that other good stuff.
Yeah, like they tried to shake Corsi down.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You know, I mean, because when Corsi came back, because I, you know, I was following that very closely.
Can you hold on? We got the commercial coming up. We'll come back to the break. We're going to talk more to Elena Cook about Jerome Corsi, some of these other things that were brought out during the Mueller investigation about how cloaking technology saved the day. We'll be back.
Hello.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Stay behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. And to be open about the discussion, the DEF system does sponsor Agenda 21 Radio. They came on board here as a sponsor a week ago. We're with Elena Cook, and before we start getting back into the comments that Elena's going to be making, I want to follow up on this comment that was made by Adam Schiff. And he said that constrained by uncooperative witnesses, the destruction of documents, and the use of encrypted communications, your team was not able to establish each of the elements of the crime of conspiracy beyond a reasonable doubt. He goes on to say, some of the individuals we interviewed or whose conduct we investigated, this is Mueller now, including some associated with the Trump campaign, deleted relevant communications or communicated during the relevant period using applications that feature encryption or do not provide for long-term retention of data or communications. In such cases, the office was not able to corroborate witness statements through comparisons to contemporaneous communications, blah, blah, blah. So, Elena, clearly they were stymied by this system, which we all know, or you and I know, and other people know, that this is what the Trump campaign was using. I don't think that's obstruction of justice. I think that's just people seeking privacy, and thank goodness they had privacy, and nothing could have been what, and again, what we've seen with these guys, twisting the facts to see if they can create a crime with the twisted facts.
Well, yeah, exactly. And it does, okay, so what they're saying is they keep calling this an application. And I mean, I don't have their evidence, so, but I'm making the assumption that they're talking about death. So, I don't want to, you know, overstep in that area, but I do believe that it's my belief, in my opinion, that is what they're talking about. But death is not an application.
Right.
It's much more powerful than that. So they don't even have a grasp on what they're really talking about, first of all. Pardon me. When it comes to when you listen to the hearings, and if you guys get a chance, go back and watch it. It was live last week, and it's worth it. You know, as Mueller stumbles over his words and seems to can't remember many questions. Right. I mean, answers to many questions. And as he's questioned, I mean, as it proceeds, you know, it becomes very apparent that this investigation is based on nothing. And when you're talking about the destruction of documents, I didn't hear where it was made clear exactly what that means. Like, if you're talking about, oh, well, you know, people deleted emails, especially, okay, from a journalist, you know, perspective, and you know, of course, he was involved. Like, he has the right as a journalist to delete any emails in his, you know, computer, as do I, while I'm covering a story. Unless I've been subpoenaed and you know, my computer's been taken or what have you, I can delete emails all day long. It's not illegal. So they're making it look like, ooh, destruction of documents. I mean, there might be documents that I don't know, but I did hear the mention of emails. So, I mean, in fact, I would recommend at this point, you know, I mean, if you, this is, and like I was just saying, this is old school journalism. I came up in 2000 before, you know, computers were really being used widely. And our editors told us, when you're done with the story, you throw out your notes. In case you're ever subpoenaed, that's not hampering an investigation. That's just protecting your sources.
Right.
Is that information doesn't belong. You have a duty to protect your sources. So, yeah, that's my take on it.
Well, you know, and again, Jerome Corsi and his situation, he was kind of like the last guy to really be interviewed by these teams that were basically looking for perjury traps.
Yeah, they were looking for it. From what I recall, you know, they're trying to get to the bottom of, you know, people who had ties to WikiLeaks.
Right.
Okay. I mean, a lot of journalists have ties to WikiLeaks. What's your point?
Right.
Is it illegal for me to, as a journalist, is it illegal for me to go out and talk to, you know, potential sources, no matter where they are in the world? No, I'm covered by the Constitution. So, you know, I think, I mean, the way that went down, I mean, they shook him down. And it wasn't right. It was not right.
Right.
And it's, what are they really looking for? What are they really worried about? See, because it, in my opinion, like I keep saying, it's an investigation, you know, that's not founded on fact. And if it was, Mueller wouldn't have had so much trouble answering, you know, stumbling over, I mean, answering the questions. And I understand there are some things, to be fair, that he can't divulge.
Well, and you would hope he wouldn't, if he did.
Yeah. I mean, I understand that. But there were some things that were, you know, during the line of questioning by Democrats that were, you know, twisted and made to look like, you know, it was something that it wasn't, you know.
Well, yeah, like, and so, in the whole investigation, you know, fell into that category. I guess the bigger question now is, you think the Democrats are going to do? They've got a real dilemma on their hands. Are they going to go forward with impeachment, or what are they going to do? And of course, then the other thing that plays into this, which was something that's going to play into I think the elections actually in California, which is something I was going to mention earlier, is this whole beatdown by the Supreme Court of the Ninth Circuit on Friday, you know, in regards to $2.5 billion funds that were being taken from the Pentagon to be used for the wall. The Supreme Court went with Trump on that. I think that's very fortuitous for the Republicans, but and Trump, but it certainly is bad, real bad, for the Democrats, who I think are starting to see their empire on the Ninth Circuit fade away.
Right. I'm not too familiar with what's going on in California, so thanks for filling me in on that. But I mean, if there's just from my experience working with military budgets, there's money that's allocated for different projects, you know, in the defense budget,
right,
every year. And so, you know, if that was the case, then there shouldn't be anything wrong with the president tapping into the, you know, with, you know, using that money for the wall,
mm-hmm.
because the wall is, from what I understand, it could have some, you know, advanced or some, you know, technological aspects to it to help keep us safe.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with that. Just like there's nothing wrong with if it's for our protection, and that's what we feel that we need to do in order to hamper people coming over the border to traffic children, run drugs, all of this stuff.
Listen,
you know, thanks to
Elena,
NASA, that was...
I'm sorry, but we got to run for time. Thanks for being with us. And we're going to definitely have you on in the next week or so. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Paul. I appreciate it.
Awesome. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
I think they had their press conference, and this is in California, in Gilroy. And the Gilroy press conference was, we're trying to get a hold of to see if we could break in or whatever. I think that maybe they've got, I'm going to have to go back to Fox, I think, to find out what they've got on that press conference. California shooter, let's try this. We'll try this and we'll see what we get out of this. They have an article about this, and they have a piece up here. It says, California shooter, festival shooter, appeared to target anyone in sight. And they're working with witnesses to piece together what happened as a gunman opened fire in Gilroy yesterday at the Garlic Festival. I happened to drive through there.
Very active scene as investigators work to search for and confirm a second possible person who was involved in the shooting. Most of the police activity happening further down the road from where we are, just beyond this police tape, where police officers are still trying to wrap their heads around the biggest unknown right now, which is why. Now, investigators say the shots began shortly after 5:30 p.m. They say the gunman somehow snuck into the festival with a gun by cutting through a fence that surrounds the parking lot. Witnesses say it appeared the shooter was randomly targeting any person he could get his sights on.
Very quiet. You know, all I heard is hit, you know, one shot. Then we looked over and thinking, what the heck? And he was so close that he just put in the thing and then walked to the left of us and just, you know. So if we would have said a word or got scared, he would have shot us, you know, no doubt.
Police say they responded to the shooting within a minute and killed the suspect. But again, there are some witnesses who told investigators about a second possible gunman, and police are working to confirm that. We know three victims died and several others were injured. The youngest person killed was just 6 years old. He was here with his family.
We run out looking for them. My son is the first one to get notified where they were, and I went from hospital to hospital looking for him, but my son told me that he was over here and he came over. But when I got here, he was already dead.
Now, it's worth noting this is a huge food festival with upwards of 100,000 people attending. Reportedly, the people who attend go through a metal detector. Their bags are searched, but police saying that it looks like this gunman somehow cut through a fence to gain access to this festival. We're hoping to learn more information during a police update in less than 2 hours. Sandra.
Jeff Paul, thank you.
Well, that's really too bad. And again, I know that the type of security that they have in that area, I actually was over the weekend in the mid counties or mid state, which is of course the central coast counties of San Luis Obispo and Monterey and Santa Barbara counties, where they put on in Paso Robles, which is in San Luis Obispo's. They're going to kill me down there. San Luis Obispo's county. And the security there was, I got to tell you, I saw law enforcement that was really, local law enforcement that was really on top of it. And I used to work with the police every single day. for years, and so I really appreciate good policing. And that doesn't mean you're running around being, you know, beating people. happens in police forces on the left. Absolutely not. I mean, good strategic policing was happening. Supervision was taking place. Where, you know, if somebody was acting stupid, you know, in fact, we all felt safe. Isn't that we were giving up some sort of freedoms to feel safe? Not at all. They did a security check. Everything was tight, really, really tight. Everybody was calm and courteous, and everybody was professional. And that to me is hats off. It was just a fantastic operation down there. And of course, the New Californians, absolutely stellar performance by everybody in the booth there. And great shout outs to Deborah Cloud, our chair down there, and Santa Barbara County, and of course Cindy Muir, San Luis Obispo, and and Don Jones. I know that I'm telling you, we have a couple more functions here in the near future down in San Luis Obispo, and I'm going to be, well, you know, I might be going, but don't do that to me. Anyway, and Don Jones in Monterey County, another fantastic job by Don. We've been to several functions down there already, and they're just really chomping at the bit for New California. That was the key thing, the realization. People, it was hysterical. You're sitting in the booth, and it becomes a people-watching thing. And you know how it is when you're watching people and their behavior and all. It's quite fascinating. Of course, you know, with us, we're trying to sell them on New California, the notion on it. And it always would happen this way. When the people... it's kind of in a long-term thing, but when the people start to show interest, when they walk by, they look at it, they see the sign, New California flags, and they go, wow, wow, wow. And then they walk by, and all of a sudden, just maybe less than 15 seconds later, they kind of just walk backwards, and they look, and they're standing there, their head just kind of pops out, and you're looking at them and go, oh, hey, want to know about New California? Of course, then they kind of smile like, oh, yeah, okay. And that's how they engage. It's hysterical to watch. But it's wonderful because, you know, they're looking for answers. And reports of people, and this is really, you know, really some of the tender stuff that I get all the time from people that call and of course, meet with me or, you know, have interviews and stuff like that. They oftentimes will choke up and cry about California, their home, and what's happened to it, and they don't like it. And they realize that there's some hope, you know, with New California. And that's what we're doing. We're giving a structure for hope. There's no question about it. But there were several touching moments that were relayed to me by the staff when I was down there, people that were staffing. Volunteers, by the way. Everybody's volunteering. This is a core of citizens creating a new state. It's really kind of an epic thing, very touching, very, very proud of everybody involved. Time for you to get involved if you're not, by the way. NewCaliforniaState.com. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts,
but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, A21R.com. That's A21R.com. And, of course, NewCaliforniaState.com. New California State. Okay, so, you know, it's kind of interesting. The Ninth Circuit, this was, they got beat down. They got beat down badly on Friday because the Supreme Court beat them down. You know, surprise, surprise, right? Everybody says, that's not a big deal. This is a story that I think has had this, and I'm bringing this up as the last segment right here because it's really important. This was the title. We put this up on Friday afternoon. Pelosi, Schumer reel as Supreme Court sides with Trump on $2.5 billion border plan. And it says, this is how it went. It says, Democrats reacted with disappointment in Friday's Supreme Court ruling allowing the Trump administration to divert $2.5 billion. The 5-4 ruling, which broke along ideological lines, means President Trump can tap into military funds to begin building the border wall. Earlier this month, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco had agreed with a lower court ruling that prevented the government from tapping that funding. Trump declared a national emergency along the border to get the $8.1 billion money for the wall, including $2.5 from defense. He called the ruling a big win for border security. Wow, big victory for the wall. The United States Supreme Court overturns the lower court decision and allows southern border wall to proceed. Now, this is important for this reason, because this was a smackdown. This was a smackdown of the Ninth Circuit. You know, they were kind of hustling around and shopping, if you will, for a court. Then, of course, this is what they always do. This is a big defeat. This is a very big defeat, and it spells a lot of problems for the Democrats going forward in California. And it points to the election schemes that they have here in California that we all know are so bogus. Voting in California is a joke, and we know that. It's completely corrupt, 100%. And that's why Linda Payne with the Election Integrity Project is clamoring and putting up resistance against it. Now, here's their problem. If there is a problem, they always would take it. In other words, if there's a lawsuit, let's say Linda Payne files a lawsuit to stop the elections in March, they don't have the Ninth Circuit to turn to. If they prevail on the lawsuit to stop that March primary and put it back to June. And I can see this whole thing happening right now. It's going to happen. But I think they've lost the Ninth Circuit. and it's in Trump's hands now. Game changer. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.